A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And he gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood to the extent of the full stature of Christ, so that we may no longer be infants tossed by waves and swept along by every kind of teaching arising from human trickery, from their cunning in the interest of deceitful scheming. Rather, living the truth in love, we should grow in every way into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, with the proper functioning of each part, brings about the body's growth and builds itself up in love. The Word of the Lord. We've been reading for days from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Let us keep in mind the important place that Ephesus played both in the life of Paul and in his own affections. He had spent over 2 years in Ephesus. From there, wrote a number of his letters to the other churches he had founded. Founded more churches from that home base in Ephesus, and some founded by his co-workers and collaborators. And when he left Ephesus, thinking he may never return there again, he placed in charge the person who perhaps had become his closest friend and co-worker, Timothy. And so Ephesus looms large as one attempts to look at the life of Paul. And so on this occasion, in these words that we have written to the Ephesians, Paul in a way is summarizing once again his great vision. It's a vision he had expressed earlier in that letter to the Corinthians when he spoke about the body of Christ, used that analogy to help us understand who we are in Christ as members of one body. And in that great chapter, 1 Corinthians 12, he spoke about how each of us is given a certain manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. And that theme is what comes through as he writes now to the Ephesians. Here he says, grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. In other words, grace is given to each of us. But here Paul is especially thinking of those diverse graces that are measured out differently for each of us. According to the measure of Christ's gift, the measure does not mean more or less in quantitative terms, but more different measures, different gifts, different graces, as Christ has distributed them. Or as he often says, as the Holy Spirit has distributed them. Grace was given to each of us according to the measure that's being held out there. And then he gives the example, some the grace to be apostles, others the grace to be a prophet, others that of an evangelist or a pastor or a teacher. All of these varied graces spread out among those whom Paul had so carefully evangelized, or those whom his co-workers had, or those whom now Paul may never see again, but he wants to remind them of the different graces that each Christian community embraces. But then he goes on and emphasizes that all of these different, what we might call ministries or vocations, these different charisms, have all been given for the work of ministry. In other words, although they differ, they all have a common purpose, namely ministry for building up the body of Christ. It's the same thing he'd expressed to the Corinthians when he talked about each of us is given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good, for the community, in order to bring, and that beautiful expression here in the letter to the Ephesians, in order to bring Christ to fullness, in order to bring this community of believers in Christ to their full stature, so that they might indeed be Christ, because all of the varied ministries or gifts are being actualized, utilized for the sake of the community, the sake of the body. And so Paul gives us once again his core ecclesiology as a kind of charismatic community, a gathering of charisms, of gifts, all of which are necessary if we're really going to come alive in Christ, if we're really going to be what Christ expects us to be, if we are going to be one body under the one head. Of course, this requires, first of all, each of us being faithful to his or her own charism, discovering what that gift is, what that charism is, and then being faithful to it, and then living it out. But as Paul says, living the truth in love, in other words, in harmony, in relationship to others, and therefore not lording it over others, or not seeing one's gift as superior to that of another, but rather living the truth of this vision with love, because without love, even though we might have these different gifts, if they cannot be put at the service of the community, of the whole, if we cannot respect the gifts of the others as well as our own gifts, then where will we be? And so living the truth in love, not, again, unlike what Paul had written to the Corinthians when he said, and there are three important gifts, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. And so we don't want too quickly to just pass over Paul's great vision of the church just because we've heard it so often. Rather, to stand back and ponder, how can I have profound gratitude, appreciation, respect for the gifts that have been given to me, for the grace that is mine? How can I, with love, respect the gifts given to others and help them to come to an appreciation and an awareness of those gifts? For it's the working out together all of these, as Paul says to the Ephesians, for the work of ministry, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry. All of this grace for the purpose of ministry, in order that we might build up the body of Christ, in order that Christ might come to his fullness in us and through us. And so each of us plays his, her role in building up the body. So just again, the first words of the text we've given ourselves today, grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Let us stand back with respect as we ponder the graces that have been given to each of us and to the whole community, and in fidelity to those graces, to respect what God is doing through Christ in our world for the sake of the community, for the common good.